Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Does crack cocaine make you act any differently? No. Is it safer than alcohol? Probably.
Probably.
Does crack cocaine...
Probably.
Mike Lomas, Glenn Winkle, Ron Moskow in studio with us, filling in for... Do I have to say the great Joe Beamer? Like, he was our board op years ago.
Now
we're just about the slugs filling in for him.
Now, it's crazy.
What happened in life?
It's like the... it was a Lion King or something. There was the Circle of Life. So, yeah, he started off, 15 years ago, 20 years ago? He was working at Bed Bath & Beyond and filling in on BEN. Give him a lot of credit. He is the really the inception of game show and the match game. You know, every producer over the years brings a different flavor to the show, right? So, you know, over the 26 years we've been on the air, each producer brings kind of their own style and their own flavor. And Joe definitely brought the goofiness part. So the game show that we do, the match game music,
it wasn't the brain part.
No. It was a fun part. It was a goofy fun part. But we still do that game show to this day. So we'll do it today as well, of course, on his show. Why not on a Friday afternoon? What better way? So if you're listening later in today, you know, the last half hour, we're gonna do Who Is It? So I'm gonna read off some facts and some things about the history of somebody. And the caller versus Mike and Ron, right? So you guys, whoever buzzes in first with the person I'm talking about is whose life is it, will win whatever cheap prize we're allowed to give out here.
Need a buzzer. We do have the prices, right? We have the prices right.
Well, yeah. I got a pause. I got an air horn. I got one of those. That's all I got.
So, by the way, we're only here till 3 o'clock, 803-0930, *930 on a cell phone, and 1-800-616-9236. Filling in for Joe Beamer here, the financial guys at a Friday afternoon, Mike Lomas, Michael around Moscow. We have a ton of stuff to get to. We're never going to get to all of it. Where do you guys want to start? We've just been texting each other back and forth all morning.
Let's start with what we're actually going to talk about for the most part of today. And I know Mickey Kearns is going to try to join us from the fair, I think about 2 o'clock, and that's ErieNet. So I have a interview that I picked up and heard. It was reposted on Twitter. It's an Odyssey WBEN interview. They did a great job. And I listened to this and I wasn't on my radar. I remember hearing about it, but then I hadn't heard about it. And this ErieNet thing is absolutely, you know, exactly what you would expect from government, especially a Mark Poloncarz government.
We have to go find some of the clips because we did predict this would be a failure. Not that that's like, oh, you're so smart, right? I mean, most of the stuff that a government agency is going to unwind or roll out like this is a failure. But this one's just real bad. I mean, some of them are bad. Yeah. And then some of them are real bad, you know.
This is
like you guys remember the Buffalo Billion, right? That was bad, right? That's $1 billion dollars just gone, right? That's bad, right? Some of it's like, you know, they didn't fix this pothole, and we're like, yeah, I know, that's been the same pothole for a year, or the bridge that was supposed to take a year, and now it's like 3 years on, you know, but that this one's bad. This one's a lot. This is like, this is a big IOU. We always refer to the Dumb and Dumber when they open up the suitcase. Like, you might want to keep that one. This one's a big one.
This one's like that high-speed rail in California. I think they got, what, about a quarter mile of track in, and they're like $77 million over budget.
Every year. They all run. All these dummy Dems there run on the same platform. They're going to fix it. They're going to finish it.
Yeah. Oh, they finish it, all right.
All right, so, we'll go to the
6 years later. So ErieNet was announced in 2019, an Erie County initiative by Mark Poloncarz to connect rural residents to the internet, right? People that didn't have the opportunity, they're too far out in the country, so we're going to lay all this fiber optic cable, and don't worry, Erie County will run it, right? Yeah. So we're going to lay 400 miles was what was they're supposed to lay. So far, they've laid 20 miles. They're 50% over budget. They're at $30 million and counting. Last I saw was like $36 million. They budgeted 20, right? 5% of the lines are laid, which means at this rate, right?
No. Like, can you 40 just years from now, repeat all those numbers real slowly, Glenn. Real, okay. Just the way you said it.
They announced this in 2019. It took them 4 years even to start laying line, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So in 2023, Mark Poloncarz tweets, we're getting started with a two-year completion. This is like December. So we're almost at the two-year mark. We've completed 20 miles out of 400, which is 5% of the project. So 20 more times you have to do that by two is 40 more years.
Mm.
So in the year 2065, you out there in, you know, Gwanda will actually, by that point, we already
you
have
two started. on East, at East Buffalo will have your internet.
For this amount of money, you could have already purchased Starlink for each and every. This is like Buttigieg level, you know, electric car charger, $4 billion waste. It's really amazing.
Unreal.
You won't believe this is unreal.
5% accomplished. What was the year they're really going to be done by? 2060? 2060.
2065 at this
point. 2065.
Race.
Yeah. So 22. Hey, what's 5 years? What's 5 years?
By that time, fiber optics will be outdated anyways.
We're already sitting there. I mean, I'm on Starlink right now broadcasting in, from a cabin in the North Woods. So here we go.
Just write it off.
Spotlight on ErieNet, high-speed internet. Erie County legislator Lindsay Larigo is on the WBEN live line with us this morning. The rollout has run into all kinds of problems, but
no.
Lindsay, was this really first announced in 2019?
It was. It's been that long ago that this plan was first announced by the county executive. At that point, it was also told that it would cost about $20 million. We're now over $30 million into this project, and still nobody's been hooked up to the service.
Nobody.
Not one.
Any efforts been made by the director of ErieNet to maybe update the legislature on what's happening exactly?
Not one?
No, there have been no updates from the director to the county legislature. The county legislature did form ErieNet as a separate corporation, which was a mistake since the beginning. Mm-hmm. It never should have happened. If this was a project that the county was going to own, we should have had more direct oversight over it by forming it as its own quasi-government corporation. We really gave up our oversight capability.
Well, then you can hire your friends.
And she really doesn't have to come and talk to us, and that's part of the problem here. There's no accountability. I think it's just becoming a slush fund for political patronage jobs. I mean, they've spent millions of dollars in just administration so far and administrating nothing since 2019.
You imagine?
Think about this.
And it doesn't matter, by the way. Like, good for WBN to pick up this story. Where's everybody else with the story, right? I mean, this is your tax dollar. If you're a teacher, a firefighter, police officer, business owner in Erie, this is your money.
Yep.
Wasted. Go on.
Yeah. It's crazy. 30-some million dollars. It was supposed to be budgeted for 20. Again, they could purchase Starlink right now for every – stop right now. Fire everybody there.
Right.
And just hire one person to sign everybody up that wants to sign up for Starlink. Honestly, it'd be done in a week. Our staff would have it done in a week.
Right.
I don't care how many people there are. Thousands, no problem.
She said 30 million. They only have 5% complete.
5% complete.
5% complete. I mean,
you're talking on administration. So basically, they have all kinds of staff for no customers. This is I don't care whether you call it embezzlement, money laundering, fraud, theft, stealing. Whatever it is, it's certainly not good policy, and it's awful for the taxpayers of Western New York. This is why New York has some of the highest tax burdens, whether it's county, state, in the country. We get crushed. Where's the money? Somebody should ask this question. Where's the money? Where is it? Who's the comptroller? Where's the money? right? It's insane. Every single news station, everywhere Paulin Cars goes, he won't go on anything that's not friendly. Everywhere no. he goes, someone should ask him the question, hey, Mark, where's the money?
Yeah.
What happened? Yeah. To,
who mean you got those contracts, $30 million
on administration?
Yeah, this is a big question. Who got the contract? Yeah, who got the contract? Who's working there? Where did the money go? That's the point. Where did the money go? Right. By the way, if you want to hop on board, do not wait until 3 o'clock. This is a quick show, only 2 hours. Financial guys filling in for Joe Beamer, 803-0930, *930 on a cell phone, and 1-800-616-9236. If you have financial questions, we'd be happy to answer those as well. For those of you that aren't familiar with us, we've been on WBEN for like 1,800 years, 1 to 3 every Saturday. And, you know, we're the place where money meets politics. So if you want to hop on board here, please do not wait to the end of the show. And it is an open mic session. So, you know, you've heard us fill in for Bowerly or Bellavia or boy, I miss the, we always talk about missing the Sandy Beaches and the Clipsmiths of the world, but not for a long time here. But if you want to hop on board now, 803-0930 *930 on a cell phone and 1-800-616-9236.
Can we just another note, just to kind of on a funny side. Did you see what Trump did in LA this week?
Oh my gosh. He's the troll of trolls, man.
He is the master of trolling.
Yeah. Although it's not that hard, really. They just lose his mind. Yeah. They just fall right for it though, right? Do you have that clip up?
I do.
I'll just play
the last half of this. This is Newsom just absolutely losing it over the fact that Donald Trump, if you missed it, sent ICE to basically to round up illegal aliens outside of where they were doing his press conference to announce that they're going to gerrymander even more.
Genius, by the way, right? Hey, look at anywhere you can, like that's, you fish where there's fish, right?
Right.
I mean, you're an illegal immigrant. Like that's what they're coming for you. Yeah.
And they got some. Illegal. They got some. It drove them nuts. Let me play this clip, though. This is just hilarious. I mean, the trolling is just...
Did you see the clip where Newsom goes, he calls me new scum? He calls me new scum.
Send me a hat. This is great. This is so good. Where else if I can get it to go here?
Should have had a Canadian flag on it. That would have been better.
Oops. Here we go.
I said American moment,
Canadian flag.
Wake up, America. Wake up. You will not have a country if he rigs this election. You will have a president who will be running for a third term.
Who rigs the election?
Exaggerating when I said that I received in the mail a Trump 2028 hat from one of his biggest supporters. These guys are not strong.
Oh my God. That was from one of his biggest supporters, he said.
I'm sure
it was some local GOP, but
absolutely
incredible.
The fact that he even mentioned that, they sent me a hat.
Yeah.
Oh man. And Trump in his recent so he negotiates a peace deal with Armenia and I can't even pronounce the other country. And then he takes him immediately to the White House gift shop. Did you see that clip? He's like, here, look at this hat here. This is Trump 2020. It drives him nuts. He puts it back in the show. Here, take the fear.
He buys them all mega hats for a parting gift on the way out the door.
I love it. Yeah, negotiate the peace deal. 30-year war ends. You know, let's take it over. Let's go over to the gift shop together and just buy. You know, let's get something. I picked out a few things for the missus. Absolutely priceless. I just love it.
So, anyway. Oh my gosh, absolutely priceless.
That's awesome too.
They are out. So first of all, they're just outraged that Trump is cleaning up Washington D.C. They're bringing bobcats in. I mean, they're not messing around. It's about time, by the way. And you've got Pam Bondi that's now going after. Mortgage fraud, our attorney general, which is great. Incredible to see, you know, some real action going on finally in Washington, D.C.
Well, there's ultimately got to be accountability or it's just going to get worse, right? Why do these people do these corrupt things? Because they're able to get away with it.
Yeah. Yep. That's right. 803, by the way, 803-0930, *930 on a cell phone, 1-800-616-9236. We are going to play game show by the end. If you're just tuning in, you've got Mike Lomas, Clown Wiggle, Ron Waskow, in for Joe Beamer. And Joe Beamer filling in for Bowerly. So a little bit of a mix-up here, mix-up Friday. I don't know, whatever you call it. But we're filling in. And don't wait to the end of the show, folks. I say this all the time. We will get to your calls. 803-0930, *930 on a cell phone, and 1-800-616-9236. You froze for a second.
Yeah, I know. I've got that clip here. Starlink's not perfect, but here, let me play this clip. This is funny.
That one for you. You know, you're not allowed to run. I'm 28 points higher than anybody. Yeah, yeah. Everybody wants me to run.
including us. It's funny. So this drives me crazy.
And look. Including us. The president of whatever country is, including us. So they want me to write again, including us, he says.
Oh, my God. They're like children.
Put my hat back. Lewis drives them nuts.
For those of us that have multiple children out there, we can all appreciate when you say, look, just ignore them, right? You're gonna keep giving this child fuel. Well, they can't ignore it. They just cannot ignore it.
They can't.
Yeah.
They keep sticking their finger in a light socket. It wasn't enough the first time.
He is. The content from
him.
He's gonna
be Canada,
so
another state too. Oh no!
Oh my God!
Cleaning up DC. I would love to see us clean up the entire country. Exactly what needs to happen, by the way. Right? We are desperate for labor in this country. Most of the people that are homeless because they're mentally ill, right? We're not helping them by allowing them to set up tents and just hang out in the park, right? It's funny. They've said that the most dangerous thing in D.C. was, of course, the January 6th, right? Can't get away from that.
Uh-huh.
There was 275 homicides in 2023 in Washington, D.C. Yeah. 274.
It's almost one a day.
Right. Almost one person a day getting killed. And their biggest concern from a safety standpoint is still January 6th. It just shows you they are freaking out that he's cleaning up anything.
Because it's going to make them look bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the mentality of people like Mark Poloncarz, I mean, he is honestly. So he said, well, if Trump was serious about crime, he wouldn't release all the J6ers. Yeah. Because they're the ones, Mark, out there.
That's right.
They're carjacking people right now. I mean, in D.C. I saw the pictures of the victims and the people they arrested. And boy, they look just like MAGA hat wearing middle-aged white dudes. I don't know.
I
don't know.
It's not the guy that we've released already 25 times for carjacking and armed robbery.
Which just happened in New York, which is tragic. A guy downstate, Troy, New York, I don't know his name off the top of my head, unfortunately, was stabbed to death of a father, I think, of two, right, from a repeat offender that was, fried his brain, I guess, by smoking batteries in jail. And of course, because we got to be soft on crime and we got to let people out, it's the most humane thing to do. I don't know why anybody supports Democrats that support soft on crime policies. And you cannot say that bail reform and releasing criminals does not influence or impact or increase crime. That is just common sense is just, please.
Gone.
Right.
Gone.
Gone. Like, you can't say that. Like, well, there's nothing to say that that actually increases crime. Really? So releasing criminals, not keeping them in jail, they're there for a reason. And then it seems like when we catch these people and there are crimes, it's the people that we just released. But no, don't believe your own eyes. I'm sure you're
time
right.
Time and time and time again. This, by the way, was on CNN this morning. Somebody forwarded this to me. Trump's policies have already hurt New York City. Now he's threatening a federal takeover of the city. So really? Like, this is all based on safety, by the way. Like,
they should be so lucky.
Like, it's amazing to me how these Democrats think. Like, when they talk about whether it's schools or safety, you would think the stats are almost perfect, right?
Right.
Like, if you hear them talk, you'd think, oh my. I mean, boy, we're almost perfect when it comes to this. Crime must be at a 100-year low in New York State or New York City for them to act the way they're acting, right? The schools must have a 99% graduation rate the way they're acting. And then you actually look at the results. I mean, think about this. Mark Poloncarz visited New York City. He had to come back. This was a few weeks ago and post that he was safe.
Yeah,
I
felt safe the whole time.
Right. But I mean, when you start to think about that, like, how messed up is that? Like, I can't imagine going to visit Glenn and Alden and be like, hey, everybody, I made it.
I didn't get carjacked.
Just so you know, made it down Broadway all the way through the village.
We got shivved once on the subway. I didn't bleed out, though. I'm all
good. None of them will take the route that's proposed in D.C., though, that somebody put out there. Like, here, if you think it's so safe, walk this route after 8 o'clock.
Yeah. They won't do it.
Go ahead in D.C. See what happens to you.
Right.
I mean, out to bang pots and pans, and somebody got shot down the block. That was the protest. And the thing is, I'll play the clip on the other side of the break. I know we're coming up to it. But on the other side of the break, 2 years ago, Mario Bowser was asking for exactly this.
Right.
For the National Guard to be deployed to help with crime.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, but now it's just Trump. So, God, can't have that.
Can't do that.
I know we got to
do that.
So.
Yep. They wanted tariffs too. Don't forget that. All right. 803-0930 *930 on the cell phone. 1-800-616-9236. We'll get back. We will take your calls. So make sure you hop on board. We're only here till 3 o'clock. Financial guys filling in for Joe Beamer and Mike Lomas, Glenn Wiggle, Ron Waskow. We'll be right back. All righty. Welcome back. Mike Lomas, Glenn Wiggle, Ron Waskow, the financial guys filling in for Joe Beamer and only here till 3 o'clock. During the break, I think we're going to ask the question, and we would love your help. So make sure you, you know, every time we fill in, the phone lines fill up like 15 minutes left in the show. So please don't do that to us. Hop on board early, 803-0930, *930 on a cell phone, 1-800-616-9236. We were talking about Erie Net, and they're $35 million in, about 5% completed. Originally, they said it was going to take about $20 million. I think that was the original estimate to do the whole project.
Yep.
Nobody, zero, not one person that actually has any access to any internet.
You would think Poland Cars would have at least hooked themselves up, right?
Yeah, so we want to do a little trivia here. By the way, so you know what? For the first two callers, we'll give away something. So how about like a Financial Guys t-shirt and a hat? And they're good hats. Not garbage. These are good hats. We want to know. Jimmy came up with this. Jimmy said, let's ask the question, will Erie Net be completed first or the cap on the 33?
Man. I feel like that's a trick question.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, crazy. Erie Net is on track to be done by 2065.
Yes. Yeah, we'll do some math for you here in a second.
Yeah.
This is Mark Polenkars tweeted at 2:12 p.m. on 12/19 of 23. Today, I was proud to announce Erie Net is no longer a plan because we are starting to install 400-plus miles of high-speed fiber across the county.
Let's go.
By this time next year, Erie Net's system will be operational,
woo,
bringing high-speed internet to areas that have never had it before.
Never.
By this time next year, in one year, I guess that a normal company probably could lay 400 miles of line.
Oh, no,
they got 20 miles done in 2 years.
Yeah.
So let's just run the numbers. So 20 miles took $35 million. If we got to do that 19 more times, if that's only 5%, what's 19 times $35 million, Ron? Is that like $700 million, yeah, something like that?
A little over $700 million.
Oh, but hey, by 2065, yes, don't forget about inflation.
Right. Yeah. So sometime around the year 2060,
yeah,
the people in rural America in Erie County will have high speed fiber optic cable. By that point, there will not be fiber optic will for sure will no longer be our mode. It'll be Starlink and things like that.
Oh, by this far. Is by such next a year. By next year. It's happening now. It's happening now. Right. We travel all the time. And you travel a little bit more than I do, Glenn, and a little bit more than Ron. But, I mean, all the time you're using Starlinks to hop in and do a show with us, right? All the time. Yeah.
Should they? So I guess the question is, do you think they should shut it down or do you think they should continue on with it? I mean, obviously, to me, I think they should shut it down. This is a giant waste of money.
I, for one, would love to see my tax dollars continue to be wasted. I mean, when I pay my taxes at the end of the year, especially that New York State, and I catch up, I'm like, oh, it just makes me feel proud to be a part of all this. Like, I feel like a contributor. I'm a winner.
Ron, what did Buttigieg spend on the charging stations? This seems to be a Democrat theme.
Was it $80 billion? I think it was $80 billion.
Yeah, but how many of them actually could you plug into? Was it like six?
Four. No, it was in the single digits.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It was like six or eight.
Six, yeah.
At most, it was eight.
You can't make this stuff up.
They announced these grand things. We're going to have charging stations across the country. You would just need $20 billion to do it. We're going to have rural broadband delivered to all corners of Erie County to the rural residents who don't have access to fiber optic cable, as if Starlink doesn't exist.
It's a coming.
You know,
yeah.
I mean, Starlink is out there. You don't have to at this point, you know, cancel it.
Yeah.
In 2019, Starlink wasn't where it is. Starlink right now works perfectly. I'm on it now. Is it perfect? Perfect? No. But it will connect people in rural parts of Erie County? Yes.
Yeah.
There's no longer a need to lay whatever you're 20 miles into 400, so you got what, 380 miles to go? Don't do it.
There's only a million people in Erie County, by the way.
Well, think about how many Democrat contractors got to get paid off.
Yeah, oh, well, that's, yeah, That's true.
I mean, this is, again, who's this going is to the barbecue,
right? How could they get to the barbecue without stuff like this? Right? You just can't. By the way, it's want to hop on board 803-0930, *930 on a cell phone, 1-800-616-9236. We'll want to know your thoughts. Erie Net completed.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
First, or the cap on the expressway there.
Are they still actually moving forward with the cap? I thought they paused that.
Not. Well, they're studies, Glenn. Studies.
Oh, they're still studying it.
Yeah, with the Peace Bridge. They're trying to line that up together with the same study from 1999. Oh,
how do you get on one of those study boards? They make pretty good money, I hear.
I don't know. I can tell you this. You and me, Glenn, we will never be on one.
No, we'll never get invited.
We're
looking at real numbers. And they
like financial guys, no, I don't think so. No, I don't think so.
Anyway, I found this clip of, not to keep bouncing back and forth, kind of a two-theme show, but I found this clip of Mariel Bowser just 2 years ago. Asking Congress to activate the National Guard. So if you want me to play that quick, here it is.
Oh, yeah.
Bowser announced her safer, stronger anti-crime legislation. So this morning, she went to Capitol Hill to testify before the House Oversight Committee about crime in the district and ways to reduce it.
Access to firearms is a national problem, and we need common sense gun reform. Mm-hmm. We also need this Congress to give the mayor control of the D.C. National Guard. Partnerships are non-public safety initiatives as well.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Oh.
So it was okay when Biden was there. Now he's a dictator. She just asked for it 2 years ago. Right? I love how she says the gun control is a national problem. How come it's not a problem in Miami?
You're right.
How come the crime rates don't seem to be a problem in Florida?
Yeah. No, that's
how
right.
Come, how come that?
That's right.
If it's a national problem, you're blaming the national gun problem on your issues, and yet it doesn't seem to be affecting all cities.
Going the other way, so more people are moving to Florida, and it's getting safer.
Well, and if you look at crime statistics, there's almost an inverse correlation between the number of gun owners and the amount of crime.
Not even almost. Actually, Florida, and I have said this time and time again, week after week after week, Miami is at a 90-year low in crime. Florida's at a 50-year low.
And they're probably at a 50-year high in percentage of gun ownership.
No doubt. Yep.
Well, DC's at a 30-year low, except the guy who reports that has actually been suspended for possibly falsifying those numbers. But no, never mind. It's true, I'm sure. Even ABC News was like, listen, I played this clip on our podcast. She's like, my coworker just got carjacked this morning. Did you hear that clip? She's like, it's like, it's been two shootings in the last 6 months. Oh my God. Yeah. You haven't heard that one. I'll play it.
But it's safe. Safe and effective. While you're finding that clip, let's bring up Mike on a cell phone. Mike, how are you? You're live with the Financial Guys. Ron Moskow, Mike Lomas, Glenn Wiggle.
Hey, good afternoon there. So my take is, neither project will ever get done. And, I laugh. I think Poland Cars himself, the only word that I can think of to describe him is a tool. He's beyond a fool, but he's an intelligent fool in the fact that he's getting paid so much. His buddies are getting paid so much. And like, if this was a private business, I mean, okay, I've got all these people in charge. We're accomplishing nothing, but we're raking the money. So as a person, you know, you probably can identify the way I vote. As a person, I look at this and I think to myself, if I took in all this money that wasn't mine and I produce nothing, I would be going to jail because I would be lying. I would be lying to people about taking their money. It's like any business. Like, okay, if you pay me to sweep your floor, for crying out loud, give me $20 an hour. You know, at the end of the week, depending on how many hours I work, maybe I made $400. But if I never swept your floor and you capped, and I'm like, you know, there's court things, there's court procedures. And I don't know why these people are not held accountable. They're not arrested. They are not, like, where's the money going? Who's getting it? It's a Ponzi scheme. But I do want to leave you with something. When you think about, like, Buffalo schools, there's a lot of great teachers there. And there are some good administrators, but when you look at how much money is wasted, and David Bellavia, I just forgot her name, I apologize, he had her on today, you know, she's dead on. These kids are not the priority to the teachers, they are, but to the district, they're not. The amount of money that's wasted that could be spent, discipline, get the kids that behave poorly, get them help. Figure something out. Create a program that actually works, for crying out loud, instead of making excuses and dragging the good people, the well-behaved people down. And that's how you get rid of crime, by teaching your young people there's consequences. And it starts in not just Buffalo, it starts in all the schools. You got to discipline kids. You have to discipline, when I say adults, not Poland Cars, he's an adult by age, but not by behavior. But you have to discipline people like Poland Cars. He's a scam artist. He's a liar. He's holding the people down that he talks about helping, and he knows he's going to get their vote. And he's
also the second largest employer in the area. That's the problem.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
The first largest employer in the area. That's the issue. You know, in DC, part of that crime control.
Sorry, Mike, before you hang up, don't hang up. All right. I'm going to make sure we get your info so I can send you some Financial Guys swag.
Part of that crime control in DC, by the way, was to have people that were.
I don't need it, but leave it for the next people. I appreciate it.
I appreciate it.
All right.
All right. Part of that. Thanks, Mike. Part of that crime control in DC, by the way, was to say that anybody under the age of 26 is not going to be tried as an adult. That, literally. I mean, that's that unreal.
Real.
This is part of their crime reform. Is unreal. Let's try more people as juveniles so there's no consequences. Yeah.
Make sure you steal as many automobiles as you can.
It's crazy.
At 25.
Right?
Real.
Well, and they wonder why they get more of it when there's no consequences. It's so obvious to everybody with a brain.
The problem is that it's that 50%, right? When you have more people sucking off the system than contributing to the system. And that, you know, that's the Democrat mantra right there, right? Like, let's get them hooked on the benefits. Let's get them, you know, they have to have us to hand out the freebies. And oh, by the way, you're working, but Glenn nailed it. You're the biggest employer in Erie County, right? Yep. Who's gonna bang on him because he's writing the checks? You know, who's gonna yell at Santa Claus when he's dropping off presents? Nobody.
And that goes across government. That's not just Erie County. The biggest employer in New York State is the state of New York. The biggest employer in the country is the federal government.
Got to make it smaller. It is way out of control. You know, when he talks about school districts, and we've got school districts with 25 and 30% graduation rates, and we're paying $30,000 and $40,000 a year per child, right? Unreal. When we're laying, we're Erie Net, we're at 5%. We're already $15 million above the total budget.
It's almost double.
It's going to be 2065 before the stuff's even done, and not one person has accessed any of this. It's ludicrous. This is ridiculous.
And no one's screaming and yelling. And the county going, stop. Yeah. Just buy Starlink. You're so far behind. The technology's already passed you. Yep. This is why we shouldn't have government involved in things like this. It's such a waste. Let me play this other clip. I know I'm bouncing back and forth, but I did find the ABC clip. You're going to love this one if you haven't heard it.
Well, wait. Hold that. Can we just get to some calls. Jimmy, I'm not sure who's up on deck. Would you just introduce him? It says four. Yeah. All right. Well, if you want to hop on board, we'd love to hear your thoughts. Erie Net or the cap on the expressway. What's going to get completed first? 803-0930-930 on the cell phone. All right, Glenn, sorry.
There we go. That's okay.
We've been talking so much about the numbers, and yeah, usually that's how you play devil's advocate, is you talk about, oh, well, stats say crime is down. However, I can tell you firsthand here in downtown D.C. where we work, right here around our bureau, just in the past 6 months,
ABC.
Yeah, there were two people shot. One person died literally two blocks down here from the bureau. It was within the last 2 years that I actually was jumped walking just two blocks down from here. And then just this morning, one of my coworkers said her car was stolen a block away from the bureau.
Right.
So we can talk about the numbers.
Pause that for a second. What's amazing
going
is she
down,
says it with such like
crime is
normality.
Happening.
Yeah. Like, it's just a matter of fact.
This morning we lost the car.
That's right. it's unreal. It's like just this morning. Yeah, it's unbelievable. She's like, we can talk about the stats. But honestly, what we're experiencing, right? So, again, don't believe
we can talk
them.
About the stats.
Everything's just fine. Don't believe what your own eyes. Everything's just fine.
We could talk about the stats, but I was carjacked this morning.
Right.
Well,
right.
And what that tells you is the stats are BS.
Mm.
They've been cooking
the stats. We all know what's going on.
Well, the guy's suspended right now, honestly, for exactly that, right? So, and again, maybe they're right, but they're not good. As I said on the podcast, okay, so they were awful, and now they're terrible.
Yeah.
Right? They're not good.
Yeah.
You know, part of that, Judge Jeanine nails it, by the way. She came out and said, you tell that to these victims, right? All these kids under 19 years old that were killed, including a three-year-old, by the way, in the last 18 months. 3 years old.
Ugh,
3 years old. Shot to death, right? Gun violence in the city. It's awful.
Yeah, so sad.
Awful,
not
awful,
not
awful.
One of them, by the way, would camp out or walk through these neighborhoods during the
no,
night. Not one.
No.
Nope, not one. It's the same old story with these dummy Democrats. It's you do it, but I'm not going to do it. Right. You, Ron, should pay more in taxes. Not me. You, Ron, are part of the environmental problem, and you should plant trees, but I'm not going to plant any trees.
No, I'm going to buy
more debt. No, I'm not going to do any of that.
The problem is the only way you're going to get this to change is if the people in charge start becoming victims themselves. And when it touches them personally or their family, maybe it's their kid or their nephew they got to bury it before it hits home for them.
That, and I think you're going to see, and I was talking about for a while, and it's starting to get there, right? You're seeing the fabric of America change. People leaving New York, the ones who actually pay the bills, leaving New York, moving to Florida, right?
Yep.
Leaving California, moving to Texas. Well, what's going to happen is you're going to see some of these inner cities start to struggle with cash, right?
Sure.
And as Margaret Thatcher always said it best, socialism is awesome until you run out of other people's money.
They're already starting to see that.
Yeah. As they start running out of other people's money, and this is starting to happen, right, where they start to eat each other.
Yep.
Right? So that's where we'll end up. And you'll see some structured bankruptcies. I'm convinced of it. There's no doubt about it.
I think it needs to happen.
Absolutely. Gotta have that.
The better, because that's the only way they're going to course correct is once it's like an addict, right?
Yep.
When does an addict change his behavior? Only when they hit rock bottom.
Yep. That's it. 803-0930-930 on a cell phone. 1-800-616-9236. By the way, we'll answer your financial questions as well. Maybe in the next hour, I think we're going to try to, is Mickey Kern's going to, hopefully he'll be able to join us. I know, did you say he was live at the fair, Glenn? Mickey? Or
Yeah, he is at the fair. He's going to try to join us from the fair at top of the hour. Exactly.
Is he like doing something at the fair? Or he's just hanging out.
I think he's just at the fair. I think he just happens to be there. Everybody's at the fair. It's just
yeah, everybody's at the fair. Last Friday of the fair. By the way, my favorite day is Sunday because it's a demo derby. If you've never seen a demo derby, even if you're not into cars,
it's been years. But yeah,
My wife Amy could care less about. I drag race for fun, and she could care less about any of it. But we went to the demo derby, and she's like, "This is pretty cool." I'm like, I want to be one of those. I want to drive one of those. Every year I say I'm going to do it. We got so much stuff going on. I never actually get a car together. But, you know, they start on fire. They smash. I mean, that's cool stuff, right?
Start on fire.
And oh, yeah. And the Liberal Democrats haven't destroyed that yet. So I'm waiting for the day.
Don't give any ideas.
Yeah, I'm waiting for the day where they say we can't have that at the fair anymore. It's too much. Yeah, well, the
DEC will show up or something. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, you're leaking some kind of fluids here.
Yep, sure. It'll be an electric car demo. Oh, wait, that mess is too big to clean up. And the fires would actually be infernos. So
be entertaining, that's for sure.
803-0930*930. And we could talk a little bit about the market maybe next hour or two. Markets have been pretty good. Stock markets, bond markets, you know, time to make sure you're analyzing and reviewing your portfolios, rebalancing. You know, that's key. We talk to clients all the time about making sure that, you know, as the stock market does better, you're being a proactive with your portfolio and maybe taking a little profits off the table, vice versa when we go through those bad times. We've done endless amounts of interviews over the last, 25 years on WBEN. And, you know, talking about what you do in good times and talking about what you do in bad times. And to do both of that, you have to make sure you've got a proactive plan in place and a well-diversified plan. So if you need our help, 713-633-1515, 833-FIN-GUYS. I'm giving out the number here, 833-FIN-GUYS if you need our help.
I have another clip here. I don't know if I've got time or not. Let me see if I can slip it in. This is Joe Scarborough, by the way. Again, even the liberals are talking about, wait a minute, stats are down, but here's what my liberal friend says.
I want to read you a text from someone who, I won't say their name, but they're, we'll just say that they're very liberal. And he says, this may sound controversial, but I'm not totally opposed to Trump's National Guard move in D.C.
Oh.
I know he's doing it for politics, but crime remains rampant. Oh, yeah. Too many friends.
Wait, stop that. Stop that. This is where these idiots.
Honest to God, right?
How dumb are you?
I know he's doing it for politics, but there's been numerous carjackings and shootings right in my own fault.
Oh, my God.
Trump derangement syndrome, man. It's real.
Oh, it really is. They're sick, man. They are mentally ill. I know the crime is rampant. I know my friends are getting carjacked, but he's doing it for political reasons. Well, you know what? I don't care what he's doing it for. Just do it.
Yes.
And you know what? While you're working on that garbage hole, maybe you can switch over to New York City as well. Oh, unreal. All right, we're going to take a quick break. If you want to hop on board, only 1 hour to go with the financial guys here. On News Radio 930 WBEN, 803-0930*930 on a cell phone. We'll be back. All righty. Welcome back. Mike Lomas, Glenn Wiggle, Ron Waskow. In for Joe Beamer. And that was a little weird there. Music went in and out, but that's okay. We'll have to get Chris. Chris is with us now. Chris, they did an inner show swap here. So we traded in Jimmy for Chris. So Chris will be helping us out for the next hour here on News Radio 930 WBEN. If you want to hop on board, 803-0930*930 on a cell phone, 1-800-616-9236. And on the live line with us right now, Mickey Kearns. And Mickey is county clerk. And Mickey, appreciate you spending some time with us. Do we have Mickey up on the live line there? Mickey, with us, buddy? I can. My understanding is you're at the Erie County Fair. Is that true?
Yep. We have our clerk on the go. We've been out here, my mobile team, answering questions about the DMV and all the different services that we provide. And we get a great turnout, and it's great to see the people in person and answer their questions. We just went through a major with the Real ID effort, and I'm very proud of our staff. We processed nearly 70,000 additional Real IDs, and we're still going to get the final number, which is unbelievable. Talking to people about what they need, because as of May 7th of this year, 2025, in order to fly domestically, you would have to either have a passport or a Real ID. So
we've been meeting a lot of people. It's been great, and I love the fair, and it's great to be here.
Yeah.
Anybody signing up for ErieNet at all while you're out there?
I didn't see a table for ErieNet. I did not see a table for ErieNet. I heard they were having a hard time getting service, so maybe that was it.
They're on Starlinks. That's why. Mickey, we got to ask you. So last hour, we're talking all about ErieNet. The question was,
sure.
We were asking was, will ErieNet be completed before they put the cap on the thruway there? But, you know, I mean, look, you've been around this game for a long time. They talked about $20 million would be the total cost to bring, you know, the internet to everybody. They're already at 35, and they only have 5% of the work completed. To me, it's just as a taxpayer, I think I just can't believe more people aren't outraged. I mean, the media. I mean, how many times are they going to cover up for these local folks and these local politicians before somebody starts to, you know, just break loose? I mean, it's just so frustrating as a taxpayer.
You know, it doesn't make a difference if you're a Democrat, a Republican, if you're non-affiliated. Everyone still has to pay taxes. And really the one word that comes to mind is this is pretty embarrassing. You know, I get it. In 2019, you're trying to help people utilizing federal resources under the American Rescue Plan. I definitely think this is auditable. There should be an audit. By the state controller, the county controller. We need to know where these funds have gone. And, of course, that won't happen because they cover up for each other. But if you just think about it and you look at it objectively, anytime if this was done in the private sector, what's the first thing that they would say is, what's your ROI? What's your return on investment? I think you guys hit the nail on the head. I think it's time that the Erie County Legislature, someone needs to file a resolution. And I know Lindsay Lurigo has been the champion on this, asking lots of questions. And we got to shut this thing down. We got to shut it down. It's an embarrassment. You know, this is taxpayer money. And they'll say, if you listen in the past, and you know, the county executive's office has been quoted, well, this is not directly from the county of taxpayers. This is, you know, the American Rescue Plan funding. Where the hell did that money come from? It comes from the federal government. You know, that money is going to be done. It has to be spent by 2026. And this is the problem when you have government working on these major plans. Erie County is going to have a fiscal problem, their budget. They're scrambling for money this year. They're going to be scrambling in 2026 budget. They're budgeting about $18 million for people being in default of their mortgages because Erie County charges 18%. It's above the usury rate of New York State. It's higher than the mafia.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contract. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah. I was kidding Joe the other day. He wanted to get a blooming onion. I said, Joe, I'll charge you 18%. I'll give you the $20 like Erie County does. I mean, this is out of control. But you know what? As my father would say, the chickens are coming home to roost. And yeah. they're gonna have a tough time because I get it. You know, everybody wants to help everybody. Modern infrastructure, but I think you guys hit the nail on the head. The technology, it changes so fast. It's gone, and you know they're going to be left behind, and it really is going to be a waste of taxpayers' money, lack of planning, and if you think about it, my former opponent, the person who was put as the executive director of the not-for-profit, this is how Poland Cars works, no experience, and they had openings for this position. They had some highly qualified people who were experts. Even if you wanted to attempt to do this, you would at least bring in some experts, no study of what the cost is going to be. They continue to think that government is going to be an endless pit of money that is going to bail them out. Well, if we can't do it, the federal government doesn't have any money, we'll go to the state. The state will bail us out. But this was a political payback for running against me in the clerk's race, and everybody knows it. And, you know, the person was not qualified to be the county clerk. The taxpayers got it right there. And she's not qualified to run this, to be the executive director of this not-for-profit. She's a nice lady. Everybody in government's nice. They're nice. But look,
they're all nice.
This is taxpayer money. And like I said, the one word is embarrassing. And, you know, the legislature, should be the first thing on their agenda. Shut this thing down. Get rid of it. It's an embarrassment. And we'll eat what we did. Let's finish off what we can do. But it's just the money's not going to be there. That's what I think.
Yeah, it's too late now. I mean, it's there, right? So, but you can say, all right, are we going to continue on this path? We figured out the numbers, Mickey. They would be done at 2065, and it's going to cost them well over $700 million at this rate. Right.
Why didn't they have these discussions? See, this is the problem. They don't have public comment. They don't have public discussion. Say, hey, look, we're interested in this. There's nothing wrong with, you know, trying to help people, right? You have some resources coming in. You're looking at that time, you know, want to modernize the infrastructure. We know that, you know, it's an essential component of communication, healthcare, business, education, government. We all know that, okay? That's pretty common. You mentioned Starlink many times. But right now, they didn't talk to NYSEG. They didn't talk to National Grid. They just did this and said, oh, we'll see how it goes. I mean, it's unbelievable that there's not an investigation about this. And I'll tell you, if I was a legislator, I would say we need to call the executive director in. We need to ask the controller to do a audit of where all this money has been spent. If it can't be shown that there is a public benefit, then it needs to be shut down, and that needs to be the end of it.
What's amazing is you watch this money get wasted and nobody gets in trouble for it. Nobody.
Ever. There's no accountability.
It's unreal. It's sickening. And you were saying, well, all right, it's not Erie County or all of Erie County's money. It's federal money. Well, guess what? We pay more in federal taxes than we do state. Now, the state's just like, that's like icing on the cake. It's like, oh, exactly. I get the federal money that I got to spend. Yep. Quarterly. Oh, well, let me make sure I also add on some New York State, right?
Well, the state and the county could reallocate those funds towards, I don't know, fixing the roads.
Or just leave people alone. Yeah, I mean, you have a record amount of people leaving the state and moving to places like Florida. They're moving there not for the palm trees. Some people are. I can tell you, I spend a lot of time in Florida. I love Florida. Florida's not a great place to be in July and August, right? Just like people complain about January and February, I complain about January and February here. I would be complaining about July and August in Florida. They're moving because their money is like water. It's like that's part of your freedom. It's money. It's I can defend myself. I can protect my family. And, oh, by the way, I get to keep more of what I make, yep. Right? It's a big deal. Mickey, you've got to be seeing that in the at the DMV with people leaving, right?
It's the thing is, I see it with pistol permits because many people they rescind their permit because you can't have a permit, obviously, in Florida. You got to be a New York State resident to have a pistol permit. We see what's going on. Our DMV has actually been pretty strong because people have been purchasing multiple vehicles. It's pretty strong. But the point is that, it's just, this has been an embarrassment. And, we're looking at this. And of course, one of the headlines is Erie Net preparing for major construction phase. All they need now is good weather to install it. How about good planning? Forget the good weather. I mean, they right. didn't think about this. They didn't think this thing through.
Good weather.
It sounded good at the time. And then the next headline is they need more funding. As you stated, 21, 34. There's no accountability. And when you have the private sector that can do it better, like Greenlight, Greenlight is helping people in North Buffalo and Tonawanda. It goes on and on and on. But technology should support government. And we're doing that in the clerk's office. We're modernizing our software system. We're going to the cloud. AI is going to help government prepare and recover from more disruption. So we all know that technology is an important partner for government, but we shouldn't be taking the lead on these major projects, and there should be more accountability. And as I stated, Erie County, the transfer tax, which happens, and we receive that in the county clerk's office, that goes to all the roads and the bridges. And just think of that $171 million that we received, those ARPA funds. Maybe it would have been a good time to take care of the basics, the roads and the bridges, fix some of the libraries for the kids. And maybe that's what they could have done. They could have upgraded technology in many of the closed libraries that were closed in the city of Buffalo and where the need is. There's just so many things you can do. But as you stated, I'm hopeful, and I do think that this needs to be looked at. It needs to be audited. And it needs to be reviewed because we can't afford this. And I know this because the budget is coming up. And even though the clerk's office is doing quite well, our mortgage tax is up, our transfer tax is up. We're a lot of people are using the DMV because of the real ID, but that can't last forever. So once again, I think you hit the nail on the head. We really need to look at this. And that's the legislator's job. And I'm sure going forward, Lindsay Lurigo is doing a great job of reviewing this. And, she has a lot of spunk. She has a lot of energy. And I could see her doing something. I'm not saying she will, but I just know that she's an excellent legislator.
Yep. Hey, Mickey, thanks for spending some time with us, buddy. Totally appreciate it, man.
Okay, like I said, you got a couple days left at the fair. We're out here. We're at the Marketplace building. Looking forward to seeing you.
Yeah, thanks. We'll stop by and say hi after I eat.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Thanks, Mickey. Have a great weekend.
Am I the only one that does that? Would I just go to the fair to eat?
Oh, no.
Yes. No. That's like half the fair there.
People watch.
Yeah.
So did I hear that right? They just needed good weather. That's all they needed. So
yeah,
they just,
that's it.
Last 2 years, they didn't have any good weather to get more than 5% of the 400 miles of fiber optic laid. Is that the?
Not a single day.
Just they didn't have it. But now all they need now is just with a little bit of good weather.
Yeah.
Boom. They'll drop 380 miles of fiber optic cable just like,
yeah.
Like that.
In the next three months, magic. Right?
Well, and Mickey said, you know, he went up against somebody who she was, by the way, a Republican, switched to be a Democrat just to run. Or no.
Other way around, I think.
Yeah, other way around, right? Yeah. So she was a Democrat, switched to be a Republican to run against Mickey just for a couple. And then she just happens to get this position.
I'm sure coincidental. But
genius.
Nobody hooked up. Zero. Nice job. I mean, right on par.
had
but no accountability. That's the frustrating. No accountability.
So sad.
You got to give the Democrats credit, though. They do that in all these red districts, right? They just take a Democrat, rebrand them as a Republican because they know they're
so good. So sneaky.
It can never win in a district. Why aren't we doing that? Why aren't we having Republicans?
Because they have morals. Democrats? Yeah. Ethics.
That's the problem.
That's right.
That's why we lose.
Yeah. By the way, you want to hop on board? Only about 35 minutes left in today's show. 803-0930-930 on a cell phone. 1-800-616-9236. Love to hear from you. Erie Net or the cap on the throughway, which will be done first. Erie Net on pace for 2060. Maybe 2065 if things can speed up. Maybe we're at 2055, right?
What's the over under on the cap on the 33? Like, what's the time frame on that? That's supposed to be done by 26, by the end of 25.
What are we looking at here?
What pie in the sky time frame did they put on that thing?
Still
2 years
out,
we'll be done.
Yeah, still doing studies. I'm pretty optimistic though that that whole area will be better off. I mean, that'll be an economic engine for sure.
The housing market's going to go through the roof once they do that.
Yeah,
That'll fix the whole thing.
What was that? Was that the Wall Street Journal? What was that?
Yeah,
Wall Street Journal today. It says blue states are going back after the wealthy. So blue states seek ways to pull more taxes from the wealthy.
Good plan.
There you go.
Plan.
That's worked
Good
so far.
Because they're not going to leave or anything. They'll just stay there and let you abuse them like
they just
like
keep
Galisano,
going back to the
right?
You used to be able to get away with that, especially New York City. You used to be able to get away with that. You used to, I mean, the old school days of remember having to fly to New York City to get money. I mean, it was a big deal, right? Glenn and I did training there. We were hired by a company called Payne Weber, lived there for, a month. To do the Wall Street Experience, and we were every day 7 to sometimes 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock at night. But in our business years and years ago, somebody had an idea, they wanted to raise money. Okay, we were all getting on a plane and we were going to fly to New York City. Well, those days are gone, right? We can Zoom in, we can talk at our cell phones. Couldn't even do that. Yeah. And so now you have the number one location for hedge fund managers is now Palm Beach, Florida, and they're not even meeting there. I mean, yeah, they are. But they're not, you don't have to go to New York City anymore to raise capital. But think about that. Years ago, if we had an idea, we would go there. We would meet with the investment bankers. We would have to spend whatever they charged us on steaks and rooms and all that stuff. We would have to do it, right? Because you had to go there to get money. Don't need to do it anymore. So they're hurting, man. It's going to continue. You're going to continue to see the repapering of all these money managers down in places like Florida. But at some point, you think these people would be smart enough to say, once in a while, you'd hear Andrew Cuomo talk about it a little bit. Like he'll still say things like, "We can't tax them anymore. They're leaving." But
well, that's because he's running for office again.
Yeah,
that's the only reason why. I mean, he would be,
Yeah, right, but his base in that city his base in that city is way left, radical left. But if you're not running on the platform of tax the rich, you're not going to win in New York City.
Well, that's why he lost him to Mondani.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, should be fun. I'd be curious to see the budget. He was talking about next year's 2026 budget right here in Erie County. I can't wait to see that. Yeah, as pulling cars was walking out the door, right? Yeah. Things will be bad. There'll be no money left.
Well, and Poelcarz is arrogant enough to think that he's got a political future in national politics.
Oh, he does. Well, not national, but he'll be in some probably the school districts, right? The colleges. He'll get some kind of a position. All right, we're going to take a quick break. 803-0930, *930 on a cell phone. 1-800-616-9236. Mike Lomas, Glenn Wiggle, Ron Wasko in for Joe Beamer. Be back. All righty, welcome back. Mike Lomas, Glenn Wiggle, Financial Guys, Ron Wasko in studio with us. That was, I think, our original song when we started on WBEN, wasn't it? 20-something years ago. If it wasn't the original, it was like within the first year or two. That's how we'd open the show. So if you need us throughout the week, Financial Guys use us as a resource when it comes to you and your money. We've our flagship office in Williamsville, New York, and we are a one-stop financial shop. So use our team as a resource, whether it's certified financial planners, registered investment advisors. We have a very deep bench when it comes to a one-stop shop. We can help you with with Medicare, turning 65. Think of the Financial Guys. We have AHIP certified reps that can help. And when it comes to your home and auto insurance and insuring your businesses and your warehouses and your RVs, we can shop over 25 companies to save you money. If you think like us, use our team as a resource. 833-FIN-GUYS, 833-FIN-GUYS. If you want to hop on board here, 1-800-616-9236. And what do we want to do, guys? We want to go to the phone lines?
Yeah.
Let's welcome Christine. Is it Christine on the live line?
It is, yes. I'm Christine Zarnick. I'm running for Erie County Comptroller this year.
Right. Very nice. Christine, tell us a little bit about you.
Yeah, I am a resident of the town of Tonawanda. I'm running for comptroller on the Republican and conservative lines this year. I am an accountant. It's been my profession of almost 30 years now. So I've got some good skills that I want to put to work for the taxpayers of Erie County.
Christine,
we're just talking about... Sorry, Mike. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, did you hear us talking about the Erie Net here and what seems to be one of the wisest investments I've seen in Erie County in a long time? The project was estimated to be $20 million. It's already at $35 million, and they've only got 5% completed. You're a numbers person. How do you like that math?
It's frightening, really, and it's also an affront as a taxpayer to watch your dollars just slip away.
Sickening.
Yeah,
sickening. And every time you hear them talk, they want more. They don't. The taxpayers don't pay enough. They just don't pay enough.
Yeah. Well, I think the problem is really the attitude of so many elected officials that your taxpayer dollars are their pot of play money. Mm-hmm. And you take a look at Erie Net, I call it Erie Not because it hasn't connected anyone, is so far, it's only a vehicle for patronage jobs and patronage contracts. It's such a bad plan. But it is still salvageable should they choose to change course.
How so?
Well, because this is American Rescue Plan money, meaning they had to say what it was going to be used for. And I think the deadline for that was last year. And then they've got till next year to spend it, or it has to go back to the federal government. Well, the designated purpose is to connect underserved communities. That's a good goal. The particular plan that they're following doesn't make that happen. They could put out a new RFP to these existing internet service providers, those that know how to get these areas connected, say, give us your ideas. What is it going to take to make this happen? But the county itself building out this infrastructure, it's obvious that, you know, the leadership in ErieNet doesn't know what they're doing. They don't have the correct background and skills, and they're stumbling, and that's costing us money. So you mentioned Starlink earlier. Mm-hmm. Starlink could certainly do it. Having an ISP who knows how to get either fiber optics or could be 5G. I mean, there's a number of ways that it could be done. But continuing to go down this path when we see it going astray, you know, this, as you said, it $20 million to start. I think we're now at 36, but even that 36, if it's fully spent and if they actually build out everything they say they need to build out, still no one is connected. Because until
that's a
private party comes in and says, okay, I'll pay you to lease your lines and finish this out. They've talked to a dozen providers. Nobody is willing to do that.
It seems so, crazy to me. Glenn,
good
any
plan.
Idea what you pay for Starlinks? Any idea?
$120 a month.
A month. $120
yep.
a month.
Yep.
Okay. My guess is we would probably have some negotiating power if we were your accountant.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Maybe
sure,
get a discount.
Yeah, economies
of scale. Well, at the current pace of build out, though, it's like 2060 by the time they're done. Unless somehow they're going to be able to accelerate this substantially over what they've been able to do, I don't see this ever getting finished.
Right.
Ever.
Right.
Glenn, do we have a number of how many people they're trying to get hooked up so we can,
I don't.
We can look at?
Well, I mean, there's a million people in Erie County? I mean, how?
Yeah, something like that.
How many people are in Erie County? I mean, how many people could have, first of all, what percentage of your county doesn't have access to internet?
Right.
0.2%.
How much?
99.8% of Erie County right now has access to high-speed internet.
It
is
Are you serious?
2% that does not.
So we're yes, for 0.2%? We spent $35 million for 0.2%? Is that true?
Yeah.
But it's zero. Oh, it's not even 0.2% because nobody's hooked up to it.
That is crazy.
That's nuts.
That is crazy.
Who thought this was a good idea? Why weren't we screaming about this when it was announced? Oh, my God.
Well,
just because it's not our money, so we can spend it however.
Jeez. Yeah, even now, where are the voices other than Lindsay Lurigo to start waving the red flags and saying, hey, let's reevaluate this? We have a comptroller in office right now. We are supposedly our taxpayer watchdog. Where is he? He sees this and he's looking away.
To your point, by the way, we've been talking about this on News Radio 930 WBN since 1 o'clock. Not one of them has called in to defend this. Not one. And I assure you that they're listening. They are always tuned in.
Ron, correct my math if I'm wrong, but are we talking like 2,000 residents here?
Yeah, that's what he said. Yeah.
2,000 residents?
Yep.
Yeah.
We're going to spend, even if it's $20 million on budget, we're going to spend $20 million
for
2,000 residents?
And how many of them live in the same house? What are the actual households?
Right.
Oh, my word.
Not even a million people.
What are you talking
about? Erie County's at about 950,000 people.
So we're talking,
wow,
what, 800 Frank, households at most?
10,000 per person, easy.
That's
easy.
Shrinking.
Kristen, well, man, God, woman, and child, though, you're right. There's got to be similar households, too.
Sure.
That's nuts. Wow.
God bless you, Kristen,
we've
for
been,
running.
Even if it's not your money, let's just say it's like it just dropped out of the sky. A bucket of gold coins,
yep,
boom, lands right in
Poland
Carr's lap. I mean, just because it's not our money necessarily doesn't mean you just waste it. I mean, there's no chance of that ever being finished.
How about taking some of that money and creating shovel ready land and getting rid of some of the empty crack houses on the east side of Buffalo?
Yeah, bulldoze.
There's a thought.
Zombie houses.
There's a thought, right? Unreal. Kristen, we'll give you the final thought. Thank you for calling in, by the way.
Yeah, I want to thank you for bringing this issue up again, because if we do not step in and make some changes here, it's going to cost even more than the already nearly doubled price. So,
shut it down. Shut it down.
Absolutely.
Just stop.
It is it's a big issue, and it just kills me to see our taxpayer dollar wasted and no one that we have elected stand up for us.
Yeah, you're spot on. And let me tell you something, they're listening to the show and they don't call in. You know why? Because they can't defend stupidity.
There's no way they can defend it.
Wow. Yeah. Well, best of luck.
400 miles for 2,000 people. That's crazy. Yeah, good luck, please. Because honestly, it'd be nice to have an actual someone with an accounting background in the controller's office. Would seem to make sense as opposed to a professor.
An accountant.
What do I know?
Yeah.
What do I know?
Yeah. Hey, thanks for calling.
Thank you so much, Christine. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
All right. By the way, she hangs up 803-0930 star 930. You can play a game show, by the way, if you want. Glenn, you got a game show?
Yes. Let's play some game show. So this game is you have to guess who is this? Who am I is the game here. So, okay. All right, here we go.
Could be anybody, right?
Could be anybody.
You going to narrow it down for us? No.
No. Are you going to wild guesses? I'm going to keep reading history until you you figure out who it is. So
not even any hints.
You'll get it eventually.
Okay. All right.
Ron will be good at this. Ron's a historian.
Ron's great. This is a tough competition.
All right. Now, if you want to join, you can join 803-0930-star 930, and everyone's a winner. So we'll just give away T-shirts and hats and Financial Guys stuff. So
everybody gets a trophy here.
Everybody gets a trophy here on the Financial Guys filling up for Joe Beamer. All right. So I was born at Edgewater Hospital in Chicago. Raised
Obama.
In a Methodist family.
I mean Hawaii. Kenya,
sorry.
You got it?
I spelled Hawaii wrong.
you're already out. My father, founded a small but successful textile business. My mother was a homemaker. Blah, blah, blah. Blah, blah. Oh, I was inspired by U.S. efforts during the space race and sent a letter to NASA around 1961 asking if I could become an astronaut, only to be informed that women were not being accepted into the program. Who am I?
Nancy Pelosi.
No?
Chicago? No. Hillary Rodham Clinton.
Yes, there you go.
Wow. Bing, 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 bing.
Where's my applause here? There we go. Very nice.
You knew he'd be tough.
Very good. So now you see how the game works. So I'll read some history, and if you want to join 803-0930 and star 930, and we'll play a little more of this. So
yeah, only a few minutes left, by the way. So if you do want to hop on board, please hop on now. Again, 803-0930-star 930. If you do need us throughout the week, we are a one-stop financial shop filling in for Joe Beamer here, the Financial Guys, 833-FIN-GUYS. And for those of you listening out in the Batavia and even the Rochester area, we can help you. We have offices, Batavia, Rochester, of course, right here in Williamsville, New York, 833-FIN-GUYS.
All right. I married a Chinese spy. My name is...
Mitch McConnell.
No.
Well, besides him.
Besides the one we know about. Her name is Fang Fang. That's great. That's hilarious.
Mitch McConnell.
Wasn't Dianne Feinstein. No, that was her limo driver for 20 years. Was a Chinese spy.
Oh, my
spy.
Goodness. No, Eric Swalwell was the answer.
Yeah, Eric Swalwell. That was an obvious one. Eric Swalwell.
All right.
That's Spiraz's favorite, Eric
Swalwell.
he must mention Eric once a show. He just loves that.
He just happened
to marry a Chinese spy.
Fang Fang. Fang. That's amazing. Yeah, no, Feinstein had a Chinese driver.
Yeah.
So that was the...
For 20 years. Well, crazy. Who's going to do a background check?
I mean, that's nuts.
Why do a background check?
It's just amazing.
Yep.
All right,
we'll do one more.
All right. Well, I think we have a contestant here. He's got Neil on the line. Neil from Forestville wants to play. So we can get Neil in.
Whoever
jumps in first.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I'm loving the show.
Hey, Neil. By the way, can you take Neil's info? Because he does win a trophy here either way. Yep. So we're going to make sure we hook him up with some good prizes here from the Financial Guys. A few minutes left if you want to hop on board. 803-0930-star 930. All right, Neil.
Are you ready to play the game, Who Am I?
Yes, I am.
All right. Here we go. All right, cue the music. All right. I'm the daughter of a congressman, Tom D'Alessandro, born and raised in Baltimore. Married a businessman, then moved to New York City before settling down in San Francisco.
Nancy Pelosi.
Bing,
Rosie
bing, bing,
O'Donnell.
Bing. You got it again.
Right. Rosie O'Donnell.
No, Ron's good. Ron's going to be a tough person to beat for sure. So yes, Nancy Pelosi, you are correct, Ron. Very nice work. Neil, you still win the prize.
To be Gavin Newsom. Just so you know.
Neil, we'll give you the final thought here. Appreciate you calling in.
This is crazy. Like what they've been doing with all of this spending. And the lack of progress there, it's insane how much money that they've wasted.
What's your vote, by the way? Erie net or the cap on the throughway? Which will be done first?
I go for none of the above.
None of the above. That
Peace
does
bridge.
Seem
Peace
neither.
Bridge. Peace bridge.
That does seem to be the common theme. Neither.
Or the bridge across Lake Erie.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Well, hey, look, at one point, one of these projects will actually be completed. You know what, though? I mean, we could end up the bridge right into that Buffalo Billion project, right? And they could see the new warehouse that's right. empty and vacant.
That's right.
We might be getting a plutonium plant. So, you know, that could save us all.
There you go. It'll save Dunkirk, right? It'll got to do something. All right.
Well,
hey,
that's
thanks for the call,
of.
Buddy.
Yeah, no problem.
I know. Boy, the Democrats have devastated that town. Sad. What, they doubled the taxes on them last year? Imagine that.
More than that.
Yeah, but I know you're struggling as a community. We're just going to double your property taxes.
Yeah, we closed your plant, took all your jobs. And, oh, by the way, now we need more money. So here
and
we're
then when you can't pay the loan, then when you can't pay the loan, we just found out that the interest rate is 18%.
It's loan sharking.
All to help the poor and the middle class. All right.
Oh, boy. All right. All right. Anybody else want to play 803-0930 on star 930? Probably time for one more, maybe. But
yeah, yeah. Well, hey, look, it was a good show. Went by fast. 803-0930. We do got a few more minutes left here. And if for those of you new or don't listen on weekends, and that I don't realize, you know, I forget that we're on Saturdays 1 to 3, and we've been on for a long time here, decades on WBEN. And we'll fill in, and people will say, "I never heard your show." And I'm like, "How could that possibly be? We've been on for 25 years." Well, it's because people sometimes listen to WBEN at work Monday through Friday, and then they're missing us. So if you'd like more of us, make sure you tune in tomorrow right here on WBN 1 to 3. And, of course, you can go to our website, thefinancialguys.com, and we're our podcasts throughout the week. And there's a bunch of us throughout the week here at The Financial Guys filling in different types of podcasts. And so make sure you use our website as a resource, thefinancialguys.com. And our app, you can download our app if you like what you hear and you want more of it. Our app will send you not only all the podcasts, but reminders and any breaking news that we have. So appreciate that. What do you got, Glenn? Any more?
I got one more. I'll get one more for you here. This is going to be a tough one. I'll give you one hint if you got the music there. All right. Who am I? I received an A grade on the 2008 Drum Major Institute's Congressional Scorecard on Middle Class Issues. I've been a politician literally my entire life. Originally elected to the New York State Assembly as its youngest member.
Oh, Schumer.
Yes.
Chucky Schumer.
There you go. Chuck Schumer is my
one for Mike.
Yes.
Yes.
There you go. Yes. I need a ding, 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 ding. I don't have a ding, 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 ding.
Here's your ding, ding.
Does crack cocaine make you act any differently? No. Is it safer than alcohol? Probably.
Probably.
Does crack cocaine make you
That's the best interview of all time. Probably. Duh. Does crack cocaine cloud your judgment? No.
There is one better interview.
Favorite alcohol? Probably. Yeah. There's Dr. Hunter now. Dr. Biden, the new doctor in the family.
If we're allowed to fill in ever again, here's what we're going to do. It's going to be this
crack
comment.
Crack cocaine make you act any differently? No.
Yeah.
Or?
I got vaccinated.
Oh.
You're saying I can get this? You delicious fries?
I can't. I still, you, I mean, between that and smell my fingers. What's it smell like? Eric Como, he shoves his hands in the AIDS face. What's it smell like? Lilac.
Lilac.
Oh, my God.
And another Financial Guys prediction there that did come true, by the way, that they would find warehouses full of it and it was going to cost more money to actually get rid of it, which is the truth. So
hilarious. All right, well, stay tuned coming up for Joe Beamer filling in for Tom Bowerly. Tomorrow we'll be in 1 to 3. Mike, you're off, but me and Mike Sparazza and Mike Hayflick will be in, the best-selling author. We talk a little bit of Social Security and some other stuff as well. So tune in 1 to 3, of course, right here on News Radio 930 WBEN. You can also download our app, listen to wherever you are, thefinancialguys.com. You can download that wherever you can find your apps, in the app store or whatever. So.
Yep, and I have Mike Lomas.
The week, of course, thefinancialguys.com.
On behalf of Mike Lomas, Glenn Wiggle, Ron Moskow, we appreciate you tuning in here to News Radio 930 WBEN. Hey, send the station a message that you want more of the Financial Guys. If you don't bother sending it. But if you do, appreciate the help. All right, we'll see you we'll see you tomorrow right here on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.